The 1975 film Picnic at Hanging Rock put a geological formation on the national and international map. The nationally significant landmark has become the focus of a bitter dispute over plans to establish a conference and accommodation centre there. The local council says a major tourism facility is needed to fund long overdue infrastructure upgrades and much needed environmental works. But opponents say the rock's unique and fragile ecology would be damaged by the development, as would the rock's beautiful vistas. They say Freedom of Information documents show council has a hidden agenda to build a resort at the Rock and has misrepresented the figures to justify its proposal. Rachel Carbonell reports.
The film Picnic at Hanging Rock etched a small Victorian landmark into the national psyche. But the unique formation is also revered because of its geological significance. It's made up of a rare composition of rock found in only a few places in the world and is believed to have indigenous cultural significance as a ceremonial site. Nearby resident and long-term land care volunteer Penny Roberts took AM to the location of the proposed development. She says the reserve is also of great ecological importance.
It represents a number of vegetation classes that are actually threatened within Victoria, because Victoria was so effectively cleared for farming in the early days of settlement. The woodlands around the base of the rock are significant simply because there's so little of it left within Victoria. And this area that we're crossing now, you look at it now and it's fairly dry and uninspiring, but comes early spring, the wildflowers are out in mass.
Ms. Roberts says the reserve is also home to a rich variety of native animals, many of which are listed as threatened. One of the local shire's key reasons for proposing a conference facility here is to generate the funds required to look after the sensitive environment around the rock. But Penny Roberts is doubtful about council's environmental motivations, citing documents locals have obtained under Freedom of Information.
Having seen the briefing document for the consultants who prepared the development proposal, it's quite clear that this was not about the environment. The Natural Environment Strategy wasn't a reference document. It's quite clear that it was about filling a perceived gap in the market for a large-scale upmarket conference centre, day spa, which was identified in a survey of the Shire in 2010.
Macedon Ranges Shire Council says the development proposal is not at the base of the rock, but in the nearby eastern paddock, and could be done in a way that enhances, rather than degrades, the ecology of the area. Manager of Economic Development and Tourism, Kylie Lethbridge.
The estimate is at $8.5 million of works required. That includes works to the user facilities, and by that I mean the tennis club, the cricket club, the race course, the public toilets, the barbecues, all of which are not 100% satisfactory if you go out there and have a look. The environmental concerns we talk about is pest animals, rabbits, pest plants.
Council says revenue from the rock is not sufficient to cover such extensive works, hence the need for a large-scale tourism facility which could deliver a much bigger and more reliable income. It says while events such as big music concerts have boosted overall visitor numbers, regular visitor numbers are down. Mayor Roger Jukes says there's been some confusion in the community about these figures.
Certainly you have to take them in context and what they represent, and it takes a bit of work. I've been a councillor for 6 years now, so I understand what to look at and what to look for, and to ask a member of the community to come in and read a report and understand it straight up is a big ask.
Penny Roberts' husband, Hilary, says there's been no confusion. Council has simply got the numbers wrong.
First of all, they said outright that the Hanging Rock had been losing money for the last 6 years. Now, that's false. They've actually made profits 9 out of the last 10 years. Then they said that the visitation was going down. We've got their numbers, which we got under FOI, and their numbers clearly show visitation has increased over the last 20 years or the last 10 years, whichever one you want to take.
The Hanging Rock Action Group has applied to have the whole reserve listed on the Victorian Heritage Register. It was nationally listed until about a decade ago, when it lost its registration during Heritage Register reforms.
Rachel Carbonell there.